Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
48331.
Okay, 48331, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please. All right, and may I also have your name, please?
Latonya Sims.
Okay, I'm sorry, what is the last name again, please?
S-I-M-S, Sims.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Sims. And one moment, please. All right. I am still accessing information. Okay. And for security purposes, if you would verify your address, please.
36981 Dartmoor Drive, Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Okay, and thank you for that information. I've gotten an account located that is showing your first and last name as well as your address. You're calling in today on the Feast Treat app, which is a meal app that provides you with recipe plans and meal guides to help you help you in eating better and feeling better. How is it that I can assist?
I did not purchase this, and I don't know what they're pulling on this website, but it said that I won a mixer, and I needed to give my credit card information for $2.95 shipping and handling. And that's what I, and then this pops up saying you're the number one meal planning app, and I never went to I didn't do, order a meal planning app.
Okay,
I don't know what this is about. It just seems like it's a scam or something. I don't know what's going on here. But I did not order a Feast Treat meal planning app.
All right. The Feast Treat app was in the terms and conditions for the contest.
It did not say that. And it said I won the mixer and to put in my credit card information for the shipping and handling, which was $2.95. So if that is a condition of winning the mixer, take this off. I don't want it.
All right. We don't assist with the survey or with the item for the mixer. We just assist what's in the terms and conditions, which was the app. It does show the charge of $49.97 was billed to you today for a subscription price for the app. You can journal with it and count calories. I'd be happy to offer a $20 discount off the sub if you wanted to change your mind.
No, I don't want that at all. That's not what I came on there for.
All right. That $49.97 has been voided, and it also does cancel this subscription so that there are no future charges. The money has returned to your account. You'll see the pending charge also fall off. And the void...
When will it fall off my account? And I hope this is not something that they're going to be charging things to my account that just really put a bad taste in my mouth because it was misleading, let me think that I was winning a mixer.
Okay,
so,
ma'am.
Yes?
Okay, on the recorded line, we're a third-party call center. We just assist with what's in the terms. You would have to go back to the original email regarding the mixer or the item that was offered. But as far as this charge, usually pending charges fall anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. It just depends on the financial institution. It may already be showing. That information we don't have, but what you were billed was voided. Which means the money was returned. The charge was still pending and hadn't posted.
Okay. So if I don't see that charge within a day or so, give this call back to the same number.
We're a 24/7 call center, but the charge hasn't posted. That's why it allowed me to void it.
Okay.
It does show with pending charges that your balance is affected, but when the charge hasn't posted, you haven't actually, you don't have a posted charge yet. So
okay,
what,
but I'm saying if it does show up posted, call this number back.
Yes, ma'am, it won't post, but we're a 24/7 call center. I have the void confirmation when you're ready to write down the number.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. What is the number?
Okay, that's the letter R as in refund.
Mm-hmm.
920-920-633-133-169. Excuse me. Okay, that's the confirmation number.
920-633-169, confirmation.
That is correct, and that's also the cancellation confirmation, which begins with the letter C. There is no more subscription for the Feast Treat Meal app, and what you were billed, that was voided. You don't even have to wait for a refund.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your help, and I guess I'll just have to read things more carefully because I did not see that in there, else I would not have ordered it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.